Good morning. I'd like to call the Personnel Committee to order. Could we take the roll call, please?
On the roll for the Personnel Committee meeting of February 5th, 2020, Director Barrett, Director Chavez, Director Groom, Director Haggerty, Director Hudson, Director Ju, Director Miley, Director Mitchoff, Director Rice,
here.
Committee Vice Chair Wagon Connect,
here.
Committee Chair Sparing.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Board Chair Sinks. Thank you, we have a quorum.
Okay, the boss is here, so behave yourself. I'd like to ask everyone to please join me in the Pledge of Our Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Public comments of non-agenda matters. Do you have any speaker cards?
No.
None, huh? Okay. Approval of the minutes of our October 16th meeting.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, any dissent? Hearing none. Next item on our agenda is public employee performance evaluations, and we're going to meet in closed session. Is the secretary, do we read why we're going into?
We can. It's on the agenda. Item number 4 is the public employee performance evaluations under government code section 54957 and 54957.6 of the executive officer and the district council.
Okay, so with that, we will now turn into closed session.
We'll go hide.
Yeah, we'll go hide. I'd like to go ahead and reconvene our meeting in open session. You know, I just want to explain the length of time that we were in there. The discussion was more on process, you know, and what are our next steps. And everybody on the committee was seeing the evaluations for the first time. And so the chair recommended that we take 15, 20 minutes for everybody to read through the documents. And so we have some changes that need to be made in the document. So we're not going to give Brian or Jack a copy of the evaluation today. What I will do is you know, and most of it is grammatical. It's just stuff like nothing of substance is going to be changed. And what I will do as soon as I make those changes, I will come down and present it to both of you and then go through and talk to you about the process. And what we wanted to do is have a kind of a four-step process, like, you know, where I'll bring it down to you, give you an opportunity to review it, and so you have a response, and then the chair, vice chair, and myself will meet with you and kind of go through the document. And then what we'd like you to do is...
Not on the same day, Mr. Sperry.
Not on the same day, no. And then we would... this committee will meet, or the full board, something we need to talk about, and then we would meet with you and just go through it and talk about what the future process will be, or the response to the evaluation itself. Is that fairly accurate?
If I could, because they may. When Mr. Spearing hands it to you, we wanted to give you time to read it and absorb it. Then the chair, vice chair, and Mr. Spearing will make with you come down and meet with each of you individually to go over what your goals are, what your response is, and incorporating what next steps are, and then offer you the opportunity if you wanted to come back to the personnel committee. We'd like you to do that. I think that was a fair thought, that after you've had an opportunity to review it, to talk with the three individuals, and then come back, and then there'll be next steps.
Okay. Is that okay? I don't have my agenda out. Oh, here it is.
Sorry.
Mr. Chair, is that? I didn't mean to get you in the middle.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of. Again, we had a chance because of the process, and we had some late input from board members, and I know Director Sperring wanted to be inclusive, that we all read these for the first time, and there were a lot of comments. It was a interesting year with particularly with the legal work that went on, and so you know, we wanted to take the time to have a thoughtful discussion at the committee, not only to be able to review the documents, but to figure out what a constructive process moving forward would be, to think about, how do we construct work plan and goals that's responsive to the comments of the board members. So that's the interest in the process here. So appreciate your continued work with us to improve the work here at the Air District.
And no anxiety is, you know, implied. So just it's just a process that, as I said, everybody just saw the document for the first time. With that, is public comments? Is there any public comments, not agendized items?
No.
Okay. And then committee member comments or other business?
If I could, yes. This has been all fallen on Jim, and he's done a yeoman's work at getting this done and getting it to us. And we're all the big thing for us is that we're improving this district as we go.
Thank you, Brad. Okay, with that, if there's no other business, the meeting's adjourned.